Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I'd like to invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to the breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. 'Tis the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So let us be conscious as we take the next three deep breaths in that we are breathing in the energy, the life force, the presence, the power, the allness that is God in us, as us, that is our very breath. So bring your attention down into the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, the monastery of the spirit. And just for a moment, take time to acknowledge with gratitude the incredible work our heart continues to do on a moment-to-moment basis without us consciously directing it. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm. Extend the stomach. Breathing the life-giving, energizing breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly release. And would you take a moment? Be intentional that this time, this next 10 minutes or so, you are consciously choosing to commune and connect with the ground of your being, God in you, as you. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, as we're going within, leaving the outer world of distractions, connecting and communing with the ground of our being, let us be fully present. Inhale. This morning, I'm sharing Psalm 61 for Psalms for Praying, an Invitation for Wholeness by Nancy Lell. Hear my cry, O Merciful One. Listen to my prayer. From the depths of my being, I call to you, for my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is my strength. For you alone are my refuge. Your steadfast love conquers my fears. Let me dwell in your heart forever. O soul to be safe under the shelter of your wings. For with tender love, you have heard my prayers. You have shown me the heritage of those who know your love and friendship. Committed to my birthright, I will serve you in this world and in the unseen realm of love. As I walk on your path forever, you fill me with the abiding love, gentle joy, deep peace and wisdom. I shall sing praises and blessings to your name as I abandon myself into your heart, moment by moment, for you are the love and mind of our galaxy. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. As we consciously come into your presence this morning, as the author writes, you who are the love and peace, the love and the mind, the love and the intelligence, the love and the joy, the love and everything that is love, not of all, not only of this galaxy, but of the whole cosmos. Your love is at the ground of our being. Your love is that which permeates in and through every cell of our being. Your love is what renews and energizes and sustains us. We are made in the image and likeness of that love. We were born to express that love and experience. As we consciously come into communion with you this morning, we ask that you dissolve and dissipate anything that blocks us from experiencing or realizing that love that is at our center, that love that is unchanging and unending, that is at our core, that love that is infinite and all-encompassing, that is right where we are. Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into your presence this morning, we surrender all that is concerning, all that is disturbing, all that is causing us anxiety or worry, whether it be personal, for our life, for our relationships, for our health, for our well-being, or whether to the greater, for our world, for all that is happening, for the confusion, for the conflict, for the greed and the power grabbing, for it all, as we bring it before the throne of grace this morning, surrendering and releasing and renewing into the remembrance and the reminder of our oneness with you. This Lenten period we have committed to deepening in our relationship with you. This Lenten we are committed to releasing whatever beliefs, whatever erroneous ideas, whatever thoughts that we have that diminish the awareness, the understanding, the truth, the alignment of you as the center of our being. This Lenten period, when we renew our consciousness, we are allowing the mind that was in Christ Jesus to not only be in us, but operate in and through us. These next 40 days or so, we are preparing ourselves to deepen in you like never before. These 40 days we are fasting from all that is limiting, all that is destructive or negative in our consciousness, that we may feast on the truth, on the remembrance of the aligning with you, you who are the ground of our being, you whose life is our life, and whose love we live, move, and have our being in. Mother, Father, God, as we prepare ourselves this Lenten period to be the expressions of your spirit, of your love, of your infinite intelligence here on earth at this time, that our hearts and minds remain open to whatever revelations you may make to us, that our hearts and minds remain open to the truth which reveals itself in infinite ways, that our hearts and minds remain open to the oneness, to the allness that is right where we are. Mother, Father, God, as always, whatever we ask for ourselves, we are asking for all. We include the entirety of your creation in our thoughts and prayers this morning. For those that are in need of healing, whether it be physically, financially, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, we hold them in our hearts. For those that are in need of shelter, of safety, of peace, we hold them in our hearts. For our governments, our leaders, for those in power, we hold them in our hearts. Divine beloved Mother, Father, God, you know what to do and how to do it. So we surrender all our needs at this time to you. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. So it is. Take a deep breath in as we unmute the phones for our prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and out.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
Brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within
God
and without.
Within and out.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasing.
Eternal. And unceasingly.
Take a deep breath in. As we allow this prayer to resonate within us. As always, my beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Until we come together once again on Sunday for Dr. Ing's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.